7:23. Not an easy one either. Dina Diamond in studio. I mean, I'm sure she's an easy one, but I mean, not, I mean, whatever. And now I'm getting myself into deep trouble. Stop talking. I mean, you know, you always have to find like a decent sort of segue as you know.
Keep looking.
Back to the drawing board. All right, Dina Diamond, not an easy one.
Keep swerving.
All right, we're talking marketing and we're talking political parties. Oh dear, am I going to get into trouble for that one? But all right, we're talking political parties, marketing, and how they have fared. How do you think they've fared overall?
Sure. I mean, I think it's been a bit of a circus, to be honest.
That's a professional opinion, by the way.
It's a circus. Professional. I think they're all just like literally clutching at straws. They're trying to just go out there and sort of garner as much support as possible. Mm. But I just think that they just really, like, they're not coming out with real strong messaging.
Basically about the t-shirts. Isn't yeah. It? It's the colors. It's blue, it's red, and it's
yellow.
That's it. It's on those,
it's almost that song about that. The primary colors, yeah, the exactly. Rainbow. You're just missing green.
Yeah. No, but hold on. The ANC is yellow and
black.
And they've got a bit of green.
Yeah.
But I think it's unfair that they get to take three colours.
I think I'm with you.
I think they should only have one.
What? You know, being part of the Rainbow Nation, you have to have lots of colours.
Correct.
I think it's okay.
And of course the,
that's all right with the colours.
And of course there's the purple party as well.
Oh,
I mean, really. Every 2 seconds there's a new party jumping out of out of the woodwork.
Yes.
Or out of the farm, I guess you could say.
Because
standing for what exactly? So I think that's also another question. So when we do look at it, so there is a lot of noise around the election. There's a lot of different parties coming to bat and now contesting, and you've got you've got the main parties that stand out.
Yes, okay. So let's look at those and let's look at their marketing.
And also, I have to say, I was in the Cape last week, mm-hmm. and what I found fascinating is that the EFF did not feature. I did not see one single EFF poster, and I think they're actually very strategic the way they do things. So they're conserving. They know that they're not going to gain ground there, so they don't even bother putting up a poster. And I've seen in all the areas where certain parties have a stronghold, you will often not find posters from other parties because they actually, I think they've all got limited budgets.
Well, I always wonder why the DA has Afrikaans posters in Glen Hazel.
I saw that. I was like, what?
I mean, like, really? Really? You know, this is not Benoni, pal. Yeah.
Because, I mean, last time I think we were talked about it, I said there were only English posters, and now I've seen a lot of the Afrikaans posters that are coming, a lot of DA Afrikaans posters. I've seen Zulu posters coming out.
I think I even saw one in Tonga.
That's great.
Just on my way home.
No, but I
it's like the
good.
ATMs, you know. Right. Choose one of your living
languages. Exactly. Apparently, who's VF Plus?
VF Plus.
Someone's saying they're green.
Yeah, I know there's a green one. I just wasn't sure. What's the good party? Is it orange?
There's no good party. Sorry.
Don't be like that, Howard. Cynical.
Yes.
But you know what I found fascinating is in the Cape, the ACDP, the African Christian Democratic Party, is huge.
I can believe that.
No, it's massive. And they've got like, and even for Premier, they've got pictures of guys up. It really, I couldn't believe how much they had up actually, because I think I'd never realized that they were so strong in the Cape.
Well, I also didn't. I wouldn't have thought so. Well, I mean, I didn't think so. Yeah. You guys obviously think it does make sense.
I think what I've seen with most areas where the DA sort of has a stronghold, their alternative is always the ACDP.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Funny. Look, I think certainly amongst quite a few of our Jewish listeners, I often see this conversation around DA, ACDP. Then tomorrow I'm going to, are we going to be talking about who we're voting for?
Yeah, definitely.
But I must say, there's a lot of like mess out there. Like it's just like, I think everyone's just throwing as many posters as possible. They're trying to get the messaging out. They're all having their rallies. They're trying, like giving out the free t-shirts. I just feel like they're all just, again, it's like almost a last minute scramble to get the votes.
Right.
However, can I give you some stats?
Yes,
I found this fascinating.
Love stats.
All right. So, The poll coming up mm-hmm. has got 10 companies which were appointed as service suppliers to the IEC.
Right.
Right. So the suppliers have got an annual budget of 2 billion rand. Okay. So that's a fortune. I mean, if you think about what's being put out there, and they'll provide more than 200,000 the indelible ink finger marking pens. So, you know, this is just the logistics of the the back end of the actual voting.
How many?
Right? 200,000 pens. Wow. So just so that in the actual voting station, so it shows obviously you haven't voted more than once.
I was going to say, we have to have our nails done before.
Yes. Don't have your nails done before, because then that doesn't come off and ruins the manicure. It's a disaster.
Oh, okay. Maybe we need to spend a moment talking about that for people that worry about
voting
that sort
tips.
Of thing. Exactly.
And then on the other note, so other voting equipment includes 1 million tons of ink, 500 tons of ballot papers at 2,924 voting stations, furnished with 300,000 ballot boxes and 45,000 voting compartments. The voting stations will be staffed by almost 189,000 volunteers and election officials who've been training for the big day for the past 2 months. So, I mean, so it is a big deal in the country. So this is why they are going all out.
I'm thinking, who got all those contracts?
We're not going to go there. However, this is also an interesting thing. Is that what is going to be the voter turnout? So have they been strong enough? All the marketing, all the messages, all the SMSs, all the emails. I mean, I've been phoned multiple times by Musi already.
Yes.
I've got emails from Cyril.
I feel like he's got me on speed dial.
Yeah.
I feel like Musi's got me on speed dial.
It's starting to feel that way for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is it?
But we're actually quite close.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like, oh my God, it's Musi again.
Yeah. Like, here we go. Musi's calling me. Sorry, guys.
Cyril's sending me another SMS.
Gotta take this. It's Musi, huh?
And Cyril's sending another SMS.
Yeah.
So I feel people are feeling very special because they're feeling communicated to. And I think that is, again, all ramped up right now. I mean, if you've seen every single day, you get an SMS, you get an email. So I feel like it's in craze, the season. But we'll talk more about it. I know we have to take news.
Do you think the elections, given all of our corruptions, can we trust our elections?
That's a tough question. So, I mean, in terms of the process, as we've just spoken about what they do have in terms of the volunteers, the count, the IEC, the boxes, and there are processes around the actual voting. But and historically, actually, South Africa's done quite well in terms of the ballot boxes.
I'm very confident. I don't think that we've got a very, very strong. The IEC is strong. We've got a lot of rules, and I do think that the political parties understand that the importance of a free and fair election.
Absolutely.
I'm not particularly concerned. What concerns me more is many conversations that I had with people over the weekend, and they're saying, I don't know if I'm going to vote.
We've
got to not do that. We have got to not do that.
No,
get out and vote.
And also, if you're going to complain, don't just complain and do nothing.
Yeah.
If you're going to complain, do something about it. Get up, get off you've got a whole day. Your work's taken off.
Yeah.
Get out
just
and
go. And
go
do it.
Just
go
vote.
And do it. Don't be silly.
Absolutely. And I think, you see, when we look at like the US election, for example, and how Donald Trump won his election, if you look at the strategy, what he managed to do is he managed to compel voters to get up and go and vote, which Hillary did not manage to do. That is why
he actually ends up
winning the election. And if you look now at, see, because there's no party that's particularly making anyone really like go, wow, there's a whole new, there's hope, and they're all going on hope. They're all going on, this is my sort of the angle and future of South Africa. There's no one that's really moved the masses to go and vote, where that is what Donald
point,
Trump
yes,
exactly
I agree with
did.
You.
And that's
that
why
was,
he won.
That was really one of my biggest complaints the whole way through these marketing campaigns, is there hasn't been something that says, I want to follow you.
Yes.
You inspire me. And I'm very comfortable. I'm not going to talk about it today. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. I'm very comfortable with whom I am voting who I'm voting for. And because I want to go through it in proper detail as to how I got there. And we'll do that between 7 and 7:30 tomorrow. It isn't a case, maybe like in America, where people said, wow,
I'm
following this guy.
We're going to make America great.
Yeah, it isn't that. Maybe it's good that it isn't on some level, because maybe we are more serious about it. We're not just following a dream and a rainbow. We're not looking for that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. We actually are very serious about this election.
I think we're serious or cynical, actually. I think there's a lot of cynicism that's been built in there. And you know what? This is the way I do my dipstick research is with Uber drivers.
Of course one does. Dipstick research with Uber drivers. So all right. There's a name of a book.
I think it's very valid and reliable.
The Uber driver dipstick research.
Depending how many Ubers you take.
Right.
So I think it was also interesting. So in the Cape, I asked a few Uber drivers and they said they're voting for change, which means obviously that's a DA slogan.
Right.
So indicative of the fact that I was in the Cape and that the DA does have a stronghold in the Cape.
Right.
And they say that they believe in Musi. And again, it's about the characters. Even though in this country we vote for parties, people are voting for the characters. So they're voting for the Musis, they're voting for the Julius, and they're voting for the Cyrils.
Yes.
And people, I think, do believe. Then I get to Joburg and back into the Uber driver space, and we ask the same question. And he's saying, no, he's a strong, always voted ANC, and believes in Cyril, believes the party is corrupt, believes the people in the party are corrupt, and there are huge issues, but they've said they're going to change it. So the ANC there's been a change in tactic all of a sudden in their campaign, because people were saying, oh no, you're corrupt, you're not going to change anything. And they're like, yes, we've accepted our mistakes. So they've come out and they've
which
said
is
that.
The first time that we've really seen that. We've
Cyril
always had this approach from the ANC that don't worry, we look inward, we'll solve our own problems. Don't talk about it outside of the party. This party will deal with
it. Exactly. And it's the first time the ANC has stepped up, and again, especially in Cyril's speech at his rally, where he actually stood up and said, you know, we haven't done the right thing. We need to look internally, and we're going to fix it. So I think that's what now they've almost seen that their strategy wasn't working, because they're saying people are saying, and also now when you look who's been elected to the top 100, the top six, all of those people have been implicated in state capture,
absolutely.
And they themselves have not got sort of that confidence of the public. So, and even ambassadors to South African ambassadors are being skeptical. They're writing articles on how can these people be reelected when they were literally on the top Zuma, sort of gravy train. So the whole thing, I think, is that now they've changed tactic. They've seen that their strategy wasn't working. They're going, you're right, corruption is huge and it's on the agenda of everyone else, and people want housing and they want jobs, and people can't believe them because they haven't done it historically. So now they're saying, you're right, we didn't, but we're going to change everything. It's going to be the whole
new marketing approach.
So they've changed. So you see, the DA and the EFF have been rather consistent in their campaign.
Right, because it's easy. You're sitting on the outside of it.
You can call corruption. And
you can call everything.
And Julius can stand up at his rally and go that Cyril doesn't, he belongs in the prison by Sun City and doesn't belong in Parliament. So, I mean, also very accusatory.
Right.
And the DA again, which you're saying.
Well, and in fact, we're going to talk about that after 8. Did you find that clip? I want to talk about that. Dean, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but Lindy was listening to Julius Malema at the rally yesterday. And what he was saying in English and what he was saying in Pedi was very, very different.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't being reported. So my pen is also very, very rusty at the moment. Does need some work. But and it's very interesting because he said some very, very dangerous things. 7:41, about to go 7:42. We're going to wrap up the question, give away those two tickets, and then Dina Diamond, I have to get this from you. Not that it bothers me, because my nails obviously are just my nails. But we need a tip from you as to how to prepare ahead of voting day. If you don't want your nails completely ruined, we're going to do that in just one moment. No, this is what you do.
It's a practical question.
It's a very, very practical thing. All right, I want to know from you as follows. And it's such a great question. What non-mechanical sport achieves the highest speed? Ian says speed skating on ice. Mike Lubo says baseball. Rowing says unsighted. Gimple the Fool says curling or bowls. David Zimmerman says skydiving. Adam says downhill skiing. bobsled to bobogging, says Sienna McKenzie and Jackson. Tanner Froome says skydiving. Mike Fine says bobsled. Bobsled, says Josh Moraney. The first correct answer in, Tanner Froome. Well done. You are the winner of two tickets to the to Gold Reef City on a Thursday. The answer is indeed skydiving. It is 7:43 before we go across to Israel for, I mean, obviously not as important news. You know, I mean, there is a ceasefire after all.
Exactly.
Dina Diamond, so when you go to vote, they make that, I mean, they bought what, a million, how many tons of ink?
Yeah, 5 tons.
This was a ridiculous number.
500. Oh, no, that's 500 ballot papers. There's lost my ink stats. Hold on. It's like you're
right. Where are your ink stats? Yes.
Hold on.
Or either way, it's a lot of ink.
200,000 indelible ink finger marking pens and a million tons of ink.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a million tons of ink. So you don't want all a million tons on your finger, but you're going to get a little bit. What does one do? Does one go with a color, a darker color?
So you see, this is actually, it depends on how you want to be seen.
Right.
So if you want to be seen that you voted, you go with a clear light color so that everyone can see that you voted, you know what I mean? It depends how you want to like project yourself as a
Am I a voter? Then you go a much lighter, maybe like a French mannequin.
Like either a French or a pale pink.
It shows you can see I've got a 14-year-old.
Yes, exactly. Ballet slippers. And, and if you don't like it, just think, and you just want to vote for yourself and be one of those internal
Yes,
people.
Exactly. It's not about the show.
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
Then you can go for a dark. You can go blue these days. Any colors in, so you can go for a blue. You can go. You go for gel,
and then it won't be as noticeable.
Yes. Absolutely, because it does take a while to get.
Lynn, what do you think? What are you going to do? Because you're also very much a makeup person.
I am definitely. Mm-hmm. You've got to know I voted.
Yeah, I feel like I've got to know.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going light.
So you're going light in order to be dark.
I'm actually going to go natural because I injured my nail a week ago. So a little light.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you have it. 34519. How do you go to the voting station, Dina Diamond? We'll see you voting. In fact, we need to talk about that because we definitely want to hear from you on Wednesday morning when you're at the voting station to get a sense of what is going on wherever you are. It's 7:45.